to be news with Winston Lepge. The main points. Cameroonian sprinter Emmanuel Semea Lobwede has joined his teammates in the Paris 2024 Olympiad Games Village. The Olympic event will be officially opened tomorrow. The country celebrates one of its greatest stand-up comedians, Isinde Minja, who died in July of 2005 at the age of 50. In Zambia, the newly appointed chief of the Independent Broadcasting Authority has been found dead with gunshot wounds. The development of those stories and others next. Hello there. One of the major attractions on the sidelines of the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris, France, is a summit on sports for sustainable development and what each country within the Olympic movement can bring to the table in furtherance of this idea. Cameroon is one of the countries in the Olympic movement that can serve as a good practice in this regard. Ashu Nyenti.
It was an indoor event, but it was worth the attending with three remarkable interventions of the French Development Agency, Rémy Roux, President of the International Olympic Committee, Thomas Bach, and a message of the Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, all extolling the virtues and spirit of sports as an agent of development. The summit was launched by French President Emmanuel Macron and the President of the International Olympic Committee, Thomas Bach, on the theme of faster, higher, stronger, together for a better future. The summit converged more than 500,000 participants, heads of state and sports personalities. The goal of the gathering was to mobilize all countries of the Olympic movement around the awareness that sports is an accelerator of sustainable development for future generations, aiming to set sports activities on a new trajectory, ensuring that they are focused on legacy, impact, and sustainability. In short, what can each country do in this regard? Talking about legacy and impact, Cameroon immediately pops up as a shining example for best practices. Cameroon's sports policy stands on multiple pillars, especially the practice of sports at all levels, massive infrastructural development, and the training of athletes. These actions see a concrete translation in the non-exhaustive list seen in the creation of the National Olympic and Sports Committee since May 25, 1963, the Ministry of Sports and Physical Education since 2005, and the National Sports Infrastructure and Equipment Board created in 2012. Cameroon is therefore not a mere observer in the Olympic movement, but clearly has a story of our own to tell for others to emulate. Ashu Nyenti, Vincent Bolo, National Assignment, Paris, France.
We stay in the French capital, Paris, where reports say all the delegations of athletes to take part in the Olympic Games have arrived there for the global multi-sports competition that officially opens this Friday. Cameroonian sprinter Emmanuel Semea Lobwede is the last athlete of the team to join his mates at the Olympic Village from where? Baldwin Summer reports.
The flags of the different participating countries for Paris 2024 flying high in the Games Village, telling signs of how the city of Paris will for several days welcome the entire world via sports. Team Cameroon is complete, with Emmanuel Semea Lobwede who has joined the other five athletes in the Games Village. Along the streets of Paris, security has been stepped up as to Friday's official opening ceremony with no room for any uncertainty. The Seine River, where Friday's official opening ceremony will take place, is ready with last rehearsals organized. At the International Broadcast Center, journalists from around the world receive their accreditations daily, ready to cover the different competitions.
I'm excited because finally it's going to start tomorrow, but especially for the sports. So I hope it will be soon Saturday because we're here for the sports and Saturday it will really start and I'm really looking forward for it.
It's a lot of getting used to, because when we just started, it was not so many people, but now the crowd is coming in and we're all familiar with the place and we're all having fun while doing it. So it has been good so far. I know it will get busier and more hectic as the weeks go by, but it's going well.
The main activity this Friday would be the official opening ceremony, with competitions for team camp going to begin on Saturday with table tennis.
Cameroon has been invited to attend the International Handicraft Exhibition of the Republic of Congo to take place next month. The invitation from the Congolese government was presented to Prime Minister Joseph Diangote today by the Congolese Minister of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises. Meantime, the outgoing country director of the World Food Programme, Wanja Karia, has lauded the government of Cameroon for its unalloyed support to the WFP. Christian Chiatam.
As the 8th edition of the International Handicraft Fair of Cameroon continues to gather steam, high-level delegations continue arriving in the country to grace the event. The Congolese Minister of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises is at the head of her country's delegation, which is currently taking part in the handicraft fair. Minister Jacqueline Lydia Mikolo has used her presence in Cameroon to channel a message from her government to the government and people of Cameroon, inviting them to take part in the International Handicraft Exhibition to be organized in Congo next month.
Je portais un message du Premier ministre du Congo.
I came to present a message from the Prime Minister of Congo to the Prime Minister of Cameroon, and the essence of the message is an invitation for Cameroon to take part in the International Handicraft Exhibition to be organized in Congo in August, as well as to participate in the meeting of ministers of Codepa.
Artisanat, les ministres du Codepa, qui aura lieu à Brazzaville au mois d'août.
Meantime, the Prime Minister of Government, Joseph Diangote, also granted audience to the outgoing country director of the World Food Programme to Cameroon, who is leaving the country after 4 years of service. The WFP country director came to officially say goodbye to the Prime Minister of Cameroon, but also to present the gratitude of her structure. Wanja Karia, outgoing country director of the World Food Programme in Cameroon.
Having worked here now for the last 4 years and come to the term of my assignment, it's just to express our deep appreciation for the support we've, because while I was representative here for the 4 years, we were able to serve about 1 million people who are in need of food assistance in Cameroon. We've also not only done that with resources coming from abroad, we've also received substantial resources from the government of Cameroon as well. So today was also to appreciate and recognize Cameroon as being the second largest donor to the World Food Programme in Cameroon.
Both officials concur that Cameroon and the WFP shall continue working together to bring relief to the needy. Christian Chiatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
Cameroon's entertainment industry celebrates the memory of one of the country's talented comedians whose sense of humor is said to be legendary. Esindi Minja, who died in 2005, aged 50, was a stand-up comedian, actor, and author who made waves as an entertainer at home and abroad. Here is Leslie Manyi with the spotlight on the man's remarkable life and legacy.
He appeared on stage wearing a coat and a shirt with a necktie reaching his knees over shorts and long stockings. A Esindi Minja will leave you in stitches just by standing in front of you with his cynical smile before delivering his humorous and satirical monologues. His comedy routines incorporated traditional Cameroonian folklore, proverbs, and customs. Minja's astute use of background music won him many fans, with performances like In Les Chiens de Mon Patron, My Boss's Dog, Fever Jeune, Yellow Fever, and Taximan, amongst his wide array of humorous performances that dealt with themes like corruption, marriage, and bureaucratic red tape. Esindi Minja also wrote books like his treatise on the traditional musical instruments, the mvut titled L'mvut La Guerre du Fer, the mvut The Art of War, and he starred in films like Cartier Mozart and Chocolate. His legend lives on.
Esindi Minja died on the 25th of July 2005, that was 19 years ago. His works continue to inspire many on the continent, including young Cameroonian comedians who are in search of a place in the sector of stand-up comedy. Marie-Claire Doe has his report on what people think about today's comedians.
Stand-up comedy or humor shows were a major feature of the entertainment industry in the 1960s and 1980s. Apart from making fans laugh, they were also passing on educative messages, as Doris Sah and Menge Otre attest.
The ancient comedians were passing to us moral lessons, educative thoughts, and they were criticizing the society to bring a change, not to leave us in a whole disaster.
Old humorists like Jean-Michel Kanga and Essinji Mejang, they were intellectuals, they were people who schooled, and even in their way of making humor, they had always a message to pass across. With their way of criticizing, they helped us.
Today, the story is a bit different. As many say, there is still a lot of work to be done.
When you look at the what used to be done by the Michel Kankang and the Essinji Mejang, you see that we are lacking in terms of content. A lot of work still needs to be done.
Nowadays, our comedians see things in the society and instead laugh at them without correcting them. They make people feel as they are fool. They don't bring any educative things, and
there is that most of them are not even intellectuals. Even in their way of making fun, they don't have a message to pass across. Their only job is to give us fun, sometimes by mocking at people.
Nevertheless, the value of direct exchange between performances and spectators provided by a person stand-up shows is not lost, for people still enjoy the fun that goes with it. Marie-Claire Doe, CLTV News Center.
What can be done to give a boost to Cameroonian stand-up comedy and propel its comedians to the pinnacle of the business in Africa on the global stage? Patience, Wingo.
Comedy is a dramatic form that had its origins in ancient Greece. Comedy is based on some deviation from normality in action, character, or thought. It must not pose a serious threat, and an informed tone is usually maintained. Comedy demands that an audience view the situation objectively. The aforementioned definition and assertion are those of Oscar Brockett and Robert J. Ball. If these ideologies were to be in a Cameroonian context, one would say the aspects of deviation, normality in character and action are the most preferred forms of comedy. This is because very few comedians undergo professional training in stand-up comedy. A few lucky ones are those who read art subjects like literature. But those are not enough rules that should qualify someone as a comedian. The basics of the game require some level of training that should perfect the writing and stage performance skills. A good humorist must work on confidence and eloquence to keep his or her audience engaged. In countries where the industry is well-structured, mentorship and fellowship programs are made available for comedians to improve on the showbiz aspects of actors. But in a society like Cameroon, where the rate of youth unemployment remains high, many of them are gradually creating sources of income for themselves in comedy, paying little attention to the rules of the game.
Still in culture, fashion designers in the Northwest specialize in the embroidery of the traditional regalia known as togo, have been advised to respect the norms regarding royalty in the region's chiefdoms during the production of the outfits. The designers were given directives on the matter during the maiden edition of the Northwest Fashion Designers Association, known as NOFADA, which is aimed at showcasing the skills and talents of craftsmen and women in the Northwest, as well as promote living together. More with Mary Ann Lantum.
The Togo Festival was a crowd-pulling event that saw the display of 15 stands, characterized by eye-catching designs of clothes and its accompanying accessories like handbags and slippers. The president of the Northwest Fashion Designers Association, Vumomsi Ngwefonta, talks of the promotion of designs that connotes peace.
You might see the peace plant, you might see the gong, which is for communication, and you might see other signs that brings people together and promotes peace.
The Thogo Festival also witnessed the participation of persons living with disability who also showcased their skills.
Most of us who are here represented the women with disability. Each person has his or her own stand. Some of them are on their own, trying to see how they can also be sustainable in their life.
The regional delegate of arts and culture for the Northwest, Wanjem Bon Comfort, has hailed the creativity of the designers.
After visiting the stand, I come to realize that we have potentials in creative art with respect to Atogo, that the Northwest region is very rich in creativity.
The festival shall run for a period of 3 days and shall be characterized by a workshop on communication and entrepreneurship and an award to the best designers. Marianne Lantum, CLTV News, Bamenda.
The time has come up to 15 minutes past 7 o'clock in Yaoundé. You're listening to CRTV News. This news release following the cabinet meeting of Thursday, July the 25th, 2024, it shall be read as delivered. The Prime Minister, Head of Government, His Excellency Joseph Diongute, chaired the cabinet meeting for July 2024 at 10 o'clock in the morning of Thursday, the 25th of July 2024, in the auditorium of the Prime Minister's office. Ministers of State, ministers, ministers delegate, and secretaries of state attended. The agenda for this strategic meeting focused on four areas. Statement by the Minister of Public Service and Administrative Reform on the obligation of state employees to be present at their workstations. General framework and implications for the effectiveness of the public service throughout the country. Number two, statement by the Minister of Territorial Administration on the role of administrative authorities in combating the irregular absences of state employees and proposals for corrective action. Number three, communication of the Minister of External Relations on the requirements for issuing courtesy visas for visits to Cameroon. Number four, miscellaneous. After the head of government's introductory statement, the Minister of Public Service emphasized that civil servants and contract employees are obliged to attend work due to their professional subordination to the state as their employer. Later, he reiterated the general framework for the obligation to be present at work. According to the combined application of Articles 27, 29, paragraph 2, 36, 105 of decree number 94/199 of 7th of October 1994 on the rules and regulations of the public service as amended and supplemented by decree number 2004/287 of the 12th of October 2000. All civil servants are required to personally commit to their duties. The remuneration they receive is in exchange for their professional performance. In this context, irregular absence from duty is considered as a punishable offense. It is the responsibility of those in the administrative chain to ensure that state employees comply with the obligation to be present at their workstations. They must also initiate the procedure for documenting irregular absences, because such absences can significantly hamper the administrative networking of the national territory and the delivery of high-quality public services that meet the expectations and needs of users. To curb absenteeism in public administration, the Minister of Public Service advocated for meticulous monitoring of staff numbers and firm action by hierarchical superiors as appropriate, supported by consistent measures before the Permanent Civil Service Disciplinary Council. It was noted that the completion of the disciplinary cases recorded during the physical counting of state employees operation should lead to the removal of around 6,000 public employees from the register, whose dismissal or revocation cases are in the final stages of processing. In addition, a number of recommendations were made to promote disciplinary orthodoxy in public administration. The floor was then given to the Minister of Territorial Administration, who began by pointing out that under the provisions of Decree Number 2008/377 of the 12th of November 2008, setting out the powers of the heads of administrative areas and the organization and operation of their services, the governor, senior divisional officer, and subdivisional officer are vested with powers of coordination and control over the proper operation of the public services established in their command units, with the exception of those relating to justice, defense, and national security. In this respect, it is the responsibility of the administrative authority to take the necessary measures to ensure the smooth running of the decentralized state services. This prerogative is accompanied by the power to impose sanctions on certain staff in accordance with the regulations in force. Concrete action is therefore being taken at operational level with the aim, depending on the case, of raising staff awareness, identifying irregular absences, and initiating repressive procedures. After acknowledging the challenges faced by the heads of administrative areas in performing their duties, the Minister of Territorial Administration outlined a series of measures to be implemented in the short and medium term. These measures primarily focus on strengthening controls and providing incentives for staff. Additionally, operations to reinforce civic responsibility among various stakeholders were recommended. Speaking after this, the Minister Delegate to the Minister of External Relations in charge of relations with the Commonwealth began by recalling that since the 30th of April 2023, the procedure for issuing entry visas to Cameroon has been conducted online. This follows the submission of the applicant's file to the designated digital address, www.avisacam.cm. Three types of visas are granted free of charge: diplomatic visas, service visas granted to diplomats and staff of diplomatic missions and international organizations accredited to Cameroon, and lastly, courtesy visas. He further explained that courtesy visas are issued free of charge by consular services. These visas certify that the holder of an official passport or other qualified individuals is authorized to enter the country for a specific period and for a specific purpose. This category of visa is also granted to nationals of countries with which Cameroon has a visa-free agreement and to special guests of the state. Lastly, it was established that the issuance of courtesy visas aligns with requirements related to the recipient's status and adherence to the procedures outlined in the legislative and regulatory text governing the conditions for the entry, stay, and exit of foreigners in Cameroon. This includes the necessity of submitting a compliant application file. Following the discussions, the head of government instructed the Minister of Public Service and Administrative Reform to draft a regulatory text. This text should reiterate the obligation for employees to be present at work, outline the penalties for non-compliance, and clarify the procedure for documenting irregular absences. The Minister of Territorial Administration was also instructed to ensure that the heads of administrative areas create a map detailing the distribution of civil servants and government employees within their respective units. Regarding the issuance of courtesy visas, members of government are urged to familiarize themselves with the specifics of this procedure and to collaborate closely with the Minister of External Relations when negotiating agreements involving free visa provisions. Under miscellaneous, questions related to official examination results were raised. The meeting was adjourned at 12:20 p.m. Done in Yaoundé, the 25th of July, 2024, signed by the Secretary General of the Prime Minister's Office, Fuda Seraphin Magloire. Municipal councillors in Cameroon's Northwest region have been reacting to the presidential decree extending their term of office. We have this report from Kordi Ndofuke Olivier.
The presidential decree, which aligns with provisions of the laws in force, gives a bonus stay into office for more than 1 year, has put smiles on the faces of Northwest mayors. The current batch of councillors voted on the 9th of February 2020 have addressed a motion of thanks to President Paul Biya. Obango Heli and Ndingampong Anthony are the mayors of Andek and Wum municipalities.
This extra time will enable us to work for more peace to return to our municipality.
He has just done what the law has asked him to do.
The municipal councillors say the extension of their mandate will enable them better prepare for the 2025 presidential election to vote and propel their natural candidate, President Paul Biya, to victory. While Congo Lawrence is mayor of Bafut.
I'm extremely happy that the father of the nation has given us another opportunity.
Some municipal councillors are of the fact that the extension of their mandate in the office as mayors will give them useful time to complete envisaged projects ahead of the legislative and municipal elections. Called De Ndofuke Olivier, CRTV News, Bamenda.
The Cameroon Investment Promotion Agency has announced its participation in the India-Africa Business Conclave, scheduled to take place from the 20th to the 26th of August in the Indian capital, New Delhi. The acting director of the Investment Promotion Agency, Donatus Boma, during an information session at the ongoing Government Action Fair, SAGO, said the conclave will showcase the vast potential for collaboration between India and Africa, promising important investment opportunities for Cameroon. Rita Yusimbum tells us more.
Cameroonians are eager to demonstrate that their country is a robust investment destination primed for growth and development. To the acting director of the Investment Promotion Agency, Shinwinso Boma Donatus, participating in the India-Africa Business Conclave presents tremendous opportunities for Cameroon to showcase the economic potential on the global stage, to engage with key stakeholders, foster partnerships, and attract investment.
The Confederation of Indian Industries, which is organizing the conclave, decided to make Cameroon an important guest. And this will entail that Cameroon's opportunities for investments and Cameroon opportunities for trade will be showcased on all platforms in India. And this is a magnificent marketing of the country. There will be a possibility to sell Cameroon as a strong investment destination, you know, to the Indian population.
A dedicated Cameroon Week during the conclave will provide a platform to spotlight the investment opportunities and economic potential that Cameroon has to offer.
During this Cameroon Week, we intend to showcase Cameroon's potentials. We will sell our opportunities, investment opportunities, to Indian businessmen, where we will network with Indian businessmen.
Another highlight of the information session today was the unveiling of the UAE Africa Gateway, a forum which Shinwinso Boma Donatus says opens up new avenues for Cameroonian investors to tap into the business ecosystem of Dubai and the wider UAE region.
This is going to serve as a portal for Cameroonian businessmen to showcase their projects, especially investment projects. The level of projects that can be financed are quite big. Not only projects can be financed, but they are looking for partnerships like representations within the construction field. They are looking for partners with whom they can venture in so many fields.
The India-Africa Business Conclave, scheduled to take place in New Delhi from the 20th to the 26th of August, holds the promise of propelling Cameroon towards greater economic growth and prosperity.
Rita Yusimbum. Abroad in Zambia, police are investigating the abduction and murder of the country's newly appointed broadcasting regulator chief. The head of the Independent Broadcasting Authority, Gontila Muleya's body was discovered on the outskirts of the capital, Lusaka, yesterday, Wednesday, with gunshot wounds. CLTV News.